Having done one podcast today, I couldn't resist doing another one. I'm watching what's going down in Brazil right now. You have the Brazilian people storming government buildings because with a likely fraudulent election, not too much different than what we saw in 2020 with regard to Joe Biden, a communist has been elected, Lula, as president of Brazil, not just a communist, but someone who was indicted for corruption and actually convicted. Now, of course, Joe Biden has to stick his nose into that, notwithstanding the fact that half the time he doesn't know where his nose is, much less his brain. So he comes out in favor of Lula, a communist criminal in Brazil, elected president, saying, oh, isn't this terrible? We are against this. This is exactly what happened on January 6th. Well, let me tell you what happened on January 6th, the same thing that's happening in Brazil today. The Brazilian people, just like the American people, saw just how corrupt their government is. They're reacting to the corruption. They've been left with no choice but to take matters into their own hands. Now, I don't know to what extent it's been violent or whatever in Brazil, but I can tell you, the Brazilian people are great people. They're nice people. When I was an international trade lawyer, I went there three or four times. I went there on behalf of Peter Paul, who was incarcerated, who had the goods on the Clintons' corruption and what went on in electing Hillary Clinton with $2 million of hard money. I know Brazilians. They're good people. They've been kept down. It's a very, very corrupt government in Brazil. And this individual by the name of Bolsonaro, who's from the conservative movement in Brazil, was most likely illegally denied election in Brazil. And the Brazilian people see that, just like they saw it with President Trump. And they saw the years of corruption in not just the Brazilian government, but Americans saw it in our government. The fact that people are rising up now, like they rose up on July 14, 1789, with the storming of the Bastille in France, or on January 6th, which was simply an uprising, overwhelmingly peaceful, tells you the state of the world today. The average person is being kept down. They're being given crumbs as the political establishment continues to lie, steal, and cheat from their own people. And that's what we see in a number of countries. We see it in Iran today of what's going on. This is a phenomenon which is about ready to explode worldwide. The powerful elites, their time is up. Stick a fork in them. They're cooked. It's over for them. And it's just a matter of time unless we arrest this slide towards corruption, towards deceit, towards leaving the average person with nothing. And it's occurring on the left who claims to be for the people or not for the people, they're for themselves, much like the Soviet Union when you had the apparatchiks that lived a lucrative, wealthy life. And the rest of the Russian people were left, excuse the French, in S-H-I-T. Well, the American people have been left in S-H-I-T. And now we've got a situation in our own Congress where you have an absolutely corrupt idiot who's the head of the Republican Party. It's Kevin McCarthy. And you've got these evil Democrats on the other side, socialists, atheists, communists. Brazilians, like Americans, are not going to take it anymore. But we at Freedom Watch are using peaceful and legal means to bring about change. We have our Third Continental Congress, where we're declaring independence to form a new government, not a new nation. We have our citizens' grand juries and citizens' trials, where we're trying criminals in government, such as Joe Biden, such as his son Hunter, such as his brother James, such as Anthony Fauci, who's responsible for the death of 6 million people worldwide by sending the seeds of COVID-19 to a communist Chinese military lab that experimented creating bioweapons. We are trying corrupt judges, particularly in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, a court so thoroughly corrupt, top to bottom, along with its appellate court, that little, if any, justice is meted out when there's a political issue. Ultra-leftists. This week, it's the Proud Boys on trial. Before, it was the Oath Keepers. You think they can get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. with these judges and the jury there? Forget it. It might as well be Iran or the Soviet Union or even North Korea. We, the American people, have had it. And when you see Joe Biden, this brain dead criminal, say, oh, the Brazilian people should not rise up supporting a criminally convicted communist president who got there with all kinds of fraud and is now sitting over the Brazilian people. This is the president of the United States. Let him go down in Brazil and be president there. He should be better well received by the communist Lula. He can become the vice president. But we don't want him here in this country. And we must do everything we can, peacefully and legally, to remove this clown, this vile clown, from power in this country, using the means that we have under our God-given rights, under our Constitution, under the rule of law, to get rid of the cockroaches like Biden who infest the body politic of this country, much like the Brazilians seek to get rid of the cockroach Lula that now has occupied power in their country. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Join our Justice League. Read my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. You can get it there or any major bookseller online. Contribute with tax-deductible contributions. Freedom Watch is your Justice Department. The Gestapo of a Justice Department being run by Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Wray does not represent you. It represents the leftist takeover of this country. We'll be back tomorrow with another special podcast. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves.